For six straight years, the Indianola football team has made the round of 16 in postseason play. For many storied high school programs, that isn't that significant of a number. But for the Indians, it is decades of hard work and persistence paying off in a big way.
It means a lot. Put a lot of hard work in as a staff, of course, all of the players. So we're really proud of where that standard has been set now. That is the goal each and every year, to make the playoffs, and I can't honestly say that in my first 10 years. You know, it was a reach to be a playoff team. So it means a lot, and I think it also means that we're really progressing as a program.
Indianola head coach Eric Kluver is now in his 21st season at the head of the program, and for many of those years, Indianola was a small fish in a massive pond. Oftentimes, the team would just have to battle hard against the Valleys, Dowlings, and Ankeny-type programs, and made the postseason several times in the early 2000s, including a near-playoff win in a 34-28 loss to Waukee in 2008. But our streak starts in 2018. Indianola made the postseason after going 6-3 in the regular season and made the trip to the Uni Dome. Not quite the Final Four, but it was a first-round matchup against eventual state champion Cedar Falls. High school and college football and basketball fans might find some familiar names on that Tigers roster, including Landon Wolf, who went on to play basketball at UNI, and Jack Campbell, who played at Iowa and is now playing for the Detroit Lions. Indianola came up short in that game, but was coincidentally the very first broadcast of Indianola football on KNIA.
Handoff goes to Hildreth, right side, cuts back, dives forward to the end zone. Did he get in?
Yes, he did.
Touchdown, Dylan Hildreth. The three-yard rush, and the Indians are on the board, and the senior gets to cap off his career with a touchdown score to the playoffs. Looks to scramble, has a receiver over the middle, intended for one, caught by another at the 10, getting into the end zone. Indians score! 3rd and 11, it was not intended for Kolarik, but he catches it.
Braden Wireman was the intended receiver there, goes way above his head, and there's Kolarik in the right spot, the right time, and runs it in for the 6 points.
Indianola made the playoffs again in 2019, falling to state runner-up Valley in the Class 4A opening round. The Indians made the playoffs again in the COVID year of 2020, winning an elimination game against Johnston in the technical first round of postseason, but with the wonky COVID schedule, Indianola fell in the first round of the playoffs to Waukee. However, the foundation of those 3 years, making the postseason in the highest class, was a massive step to the building of the program of today, say seniors Carson Slora, Max Wedmore, and Lathan McDaniel, as well as assistant coach Zach Kazmarek.
Even the younger level coaches would just reference the older team and how much work they put in and just motivate us more to try and get to that level, and I think we're there.
We want to go out there, compete, play at our highest level that we can, and win every game that we can, too.
We've always prided ourselves on being a physical football team, and all of our coaches always say, you know, even if we lose, we're going to go leave a mark on the other team, and I feel like that's always been true, and especially as a younger kid, like, I'd come to the games and it didn't even matter to the score, you know, I was just so amazed and proud of our team and the guys that put in all the hard work.
I think that's a lot of confidence, and obviously they're in middle school growing up with that, and they get to see us go play with the big boys, have success against those big boys. And then let's not kid ourselves, there's not a whole big of a difference between the talent level of a top level 4A and a 5A. It's really good football all around in our state here.
That was a big step for this program, and of course those groups in 18 and 19 kind of started this thing off, and just appreciate all their efforts. It took a lot of hard work, like I said, but those guys were willing to step up and to the challenge, and we were able to get it done.
Moving forward to 2021, Indianola found magic on the field with a defense led by Jack Strong and Carter Erickson, and a fearsome offensive trio of Bennett Brick at quarterback, Kale Kolarik at running back, and Drew Kingery at wide receiver averaged over 36 points per game and a 9-2 regular season, earning a 41-donut victory over Carlisle, their first home and just second playoff win in program history.
In formation, trips wide receivers out to the left. Right back to Kolarik. Tries to get to the wide side, and he has some room to run. He finds the seam across midfield. Foot race to the sideline. A great block downfield to the 30, to the 20, to the 10. Chased from the side at the 5. Dives forward. Did he get into the end zone? Wait for the call. Touchdown, Indianola. It goes 60 yards for Kale Kolarik, and Indianola is up first, 6-0. 2nd and 2, Brick in the shotgun. Fakes the handoff, rolls out to his right. takes a shot down the field, nearly intercepted, but it's caught by Indianola. Kingery's out in open space up the sideline. Touchdown.
Oh, wow.
Of 46 yards, nearly picked off, but Kingery with the fancy footwork up the sideline scores 11 seconds into quarter number two, and it's 20-0.
Indianola fell in a heartbreaker to eventual state champion Lewis Central in the next round, a game short of the Unidome. Indianola again won a playoff game in 2022, avenging a regular season loss against Bondurant Farrar in the opening round in a dominating 35-13 win before falling on the road to Cedar Rapids Xavier. Indianola fell again to the Saints last year for year six of the streak. However, the last 6 years have proved one thing. The goals are no longer to sneak in. They are to make a statement.
I remind them, hey, no team has gone to the Dome in school history, so I think the guys were able to see that when they were younger and realize, hey, this is actually something that can happen and something to work for, and now it is our goal.
Again, I think that comes down to they've grown up now with this, and that's kind of the expectation, is they write down when we do our goal sheets, like, we want to be a playoff team, we want to be a district champion, we want to go to the Dome. So it's really just a high-level expectation that's kind of set for us here in the past maybe even 10 years now, where we're thinking, like, we're a team to beat and we're a force to be reckoned with from here on out.
A popular saying around the program is keep this momentum going. This year's seniors don't want to be the ones that break the streak.
Not breaking it isn't really in our minds, like, we're going to get there. And so just letting them know that and, like, see how big of a deal it really is just helps keep it going.
Obviously, you know, that streak motivates us greatly. It seems every year the Indianola Indians always come in as underdogs in some category, and we have really hard coaches. We're coached to be perfect on and off the football field, and obviously no one's perfect, but we believe we're about as close as we can be, and we're going to do everything we can to keep that run alive.
It's motivation. Once again, they work really hard, and those are goals that they set, and they don't want to come up short. So definitely motivation, and We have a focus group this year that wants to make the playoffs once again.
Indianola is off to a 1-0 start after taking down Urbandale in dramatic fashion last week, and they'll have their hands full with this year's schedule, including tonight's matchup with Warren County rival Norwalk, in order to keep this postseason run going. For KNIA KRLS Football Friday Night, I'm Andrew Swadner.